Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of the Scripture, which is what we do here. If this is your first time, we just spend about always less than 10 minutes every day just examining what the Word of God has to say. Sometimes it's topical. Sometimes we go through books of the Bible. It just sort of depends upon what's happening at the moment. Right now, we're just doing a little subtopic related to what we saw in Hebrews 4:12, I think where it is, where it shows us that we as human beings consist of spirit, soul, and body. So we're going to look at one more verse related to that today, because that really is an amazing understanding. So I welcome you if it's your first time here. Also, those of y'all that have been with us several times, continue to pass the word, okay? Share with one another, encourage folks to join us. Show them how to do a podcast, still a relatively new technology. And so there's so many ways to do it that sometimes it's confusing, whether it's through a computer or a tablet or a phone or whatever it may be, Apple TV, things like that. There's all sorts of ways that you can actually access a podcast. And then, as always, make sure you go to my website. It's just dalemoore.tv. And there you'll find the daily blog. You'll find Bible studies that we do online. You'll find this podcast. You'll find a place there to support this if the Lord moves upon your heart to help us with some things. So let's look at what is written about the soul and body and spirit in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Now, in 1 Thessalonians, Paul's writing back to the church in Thessalonica. And, well, this is a great church. Paul was only able to be with them for a few weeks at the most. He comes in, he shares the gospel, they believe, he gets run out of town. That's what it boils down to. He hears some things going on, so he writes a letter to them because they were confused about some stuff. And winds up writing another letter, which we call 2 Thessalonians, shortly thereafter, too. It was just dealing with things related to how do you live out the life of the believer, and also in anticipation of the Lord coming, the day of the Lord, the return of the Lord. At the end of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he's just giving them, he's admonishing them, in the unruly, the first verse we're going to read right here, really the second verse, and so he's telling them to do some things and giving them some instructions. And at the end of those instructions, he says something profound. All of it's profound, right? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 says this, "But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work." So this is one of several passages in Scripture that says, hey, if there are those of you that are diligently laboring among you, if they have charge over you and they're instructing you, in other words, if they're teaching you, if they're showing you the way of righteousness, then you know what? You need to appreciate them. And there's all sorts of ways to appreciate them. Verse 13 tells you to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. And so that's one thing we're to do, which is a great thing. You love them. Okay, you love them and you esteem them very highly. That doesn't mean that you do this pious thing that we see among the religious rulers and that kind of thing where they demand to be esteemed. No, no, no. But you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. And since they're laboring diligently and since they're working hard and putting their time into these type of things, you know what? You need to help them. You need to support them, okay, particularly those that do so in the Word. But watch this. In verse 13 says, live in peace with one another. That's one of the greatest ways that you can esteem somebody very highly in love is to live at peace with them, okay? Now, verse 14 says this, we urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all the people. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Folks, this is how we are to live in the world. This is how we're to live among one another. This is how we're to have worship services together. This is how we're to do things. Look at it again. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Because that's the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And I've covered that several times before. The next things, do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully and hold fast to what's good and stay away from the evil. So this is something that we totally don't want to mess with, okay? But we're told point blank not to quench the spirit, not to despise prophetic utterances, and examine everything. Now, verse 23 is the verse that we're shooting for. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In these letters, 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, at the end of just about every chapter, I want to say every chapter, but I'm not sure about one of them, but at the end of just about every chapter, there is a declaration about the Lord returning. There is something stated about the day of the Lord. There's something said about anticipating his return, okay? And that's what he says right here. He says, may the God of peace sanctify you entirely. It doesn't mean that you're not completely saved. It means that we're moving in sanctification and we're growing in holiness. And may it be complete and total in our entirety, in our spirit, our soul, and body. But he says this, and may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete. You know, sometimes people say, well, when we get to heaven, we won't have a soul. We'll just have a spirit, or we won't have a body. No, we see right here that our spirit, our soul, and our body will be preserved complete without blame at the coming of the Lord. Then the next verse says is, faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. The Lord himself is the one that will bring this to pass. He's the one that is faithful. But we see right here that those who are believers, that our spirit, our soul, and our body will be preserved complete. You know, the way that we're structured, that spirit, soul, and body is a picture, okay? It's a picture of God himself as Father, Son, and Spirit. People always try to line that up. So, oh, well, this is this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Well, it's sort of interesting, okay? But you can't push it too far. The Father is Spirit, okay? God the Father is Spirit. We have a spirit. We're made in the image of God, as we've covered before. We're made to be imagers of God. We have a body. The Lord Jesus Christ has a body right now. He took on the form of flesh, and when he was killed and he was dead and he was buried and he rose from the dead, he still has that body, folks, a glorified body. He has a body. The soul, the seat of the emotions, sort of the interface between the spirit and the body, the Holy Spirit. Okay, so there's some interesting parallels here within this, but it shows just the structure of things. Actually, Romans 1 talks about that, how looking at creation and understanding the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit, gives us tremendous insight to the creation and how God made things. But for today, know this, that the God of peace will sanctify us entirely if we allow him. So don't quench the spirit. Don't despise prophetic utterances. Examine everything. Hang on to what's good. Reject what is evil. And know this, that the Lord, when he returns, will preserve us completely, spirit, soul, and body. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.